And you're listening to All Things Considered right here on WJFF. And we are doing our best to bring you all the information nationally and locally, keeping us in touch. And we're also looking for some opportunities to have fun as well. And something that we've got coming up on Friday from 7 to 9 p.m., we'll be doing songs, kind of songs of uplift and resilience. I think our theme is called Solidarity, Community, Catskills, Move On Up. And I asked our volunteers for everybody to suggest a song that fits that vibe. And our own Christine San Jose, who you might know from the Poets Row on Farm and Country, wrote back and said, how about Roll Out the Barrel? It got us through World War II. And I said, that's a conversation to have on air. So joining us on air right now is Christine San Jose. How are you doing?
Hello, Jason.
Hey there. It's good to hear you. I heard you're there on your phone, wherever you are. So I guess you're staying safe, staying somewhat isolated.
Oh, more than somewhat isolated. Yes. Yes. Well, actually, well, friends, neighbors are very kindly coming to the door and bringing things, and I would say that they throw it from 6 feet. But my dear neighbor David Wolfe, whose poems I've read on Poets Row, came round with a whole lot of eggs this afternoon, so it wasn't a good idea to throw the eggs. We did manage to hand those over, I would have to say.
Okay.
Yes.
But other than that, you're keeping a safe distance, and you've got you got a cup of tea there to keep you warm.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. So I just loved the comment that you made. You said, roll out the barrel. It got us through World War II. And I'm wondering, like, how much of that do you even remember?
Well, I remember a whole lot because it's no secret that I clocked up 90 not long ago. So I was 9 when the war started, which I remember very well indeed. And I remember being frightened. Oh, I do remember being frightened. And I was 15 when it finished. So 9 to 15, those years in which you are really beginning to soak up what's going on in the world. So I remember it very well indeed. I remember, of course, what it was like on the home front. And just to point out the difference between then and now, I would have to say one of my strongest memories is when the local paper would come in the evening, and I lived in a town of about 250,000, an industrial town, and a railroad junction, so we were in the line of fire when it came to the bombing. But I can remember my parents looking at the paper and opening up the paper, and I would hear an intake of breath, and my brother, my big brother, was away fighting in the Far East, and of course the sons of their friends and my brother's friends, there would be just night after night there would be news that somebody had been killed in the war, which is of course a huge, huge difference from this time. And so in a way, this really, you know, in a way, this us oldies are lucky this time, because the people we love, so many of them are likely to be younger than we are, and if we and they are lucky, they do not have medical complications, so we don't have to worry too much about them. I was wondering, actually, it made me think, actually, I don't know why this was the first time it came into my mind, but I thought, how did my mother manage to be always to put a good face on things, to be normal, to be seemingly cheerful and carry on with her life when she had her only son in a place where there was very vicious fighting going on? And I thought, damn it, she had had practice in World War I because she had had two brothers and a fiancé in World War I. So when you think of things in that context, what's going on now just isn't so all-fired awful. You know?
Yeah. And I think that's part of what you're looking at the younger generations and you know, thinking in terms of safety and
yes,
contagion. And but I think all of us look up to the people that came before us and look to historical context to put things in perspective. I mean, you know, when this was really hitting a couple of weeks ago, I was thinking, my goodness, you know, this must have been what it was like for parents in the age of polio, or thinking about what it was like for people during World War II.
Yeah, that I think I think the worry would have killed me quicker than any virus would. I don't know. I think that kind of worry would be absolutely terrible. But, you know, Jason, in times like this, people really do seem to manage to, we pull together. We do seem to be our best selves. And I think there are signs that's happening now also. I won't say just because my neighbors are being so good and so helpful, because I live in a wonderful neighborhood that is always very, very supportive. It's just great. But I do think that, and one just hopes that we don't lose that afterwards, that we do come together in solidarity, that we do recognize, gosh, one thing that happened in England was, of course, we recognized what a time the poor people were having, and with little evacuees coming from the London slums, people recognized how many people there were in the country, in our supposedly prosperous country, how many people there were who were just not getting a fair deal. And of course, we had a very different government after the war, national health scheme, and so on, and many, many social services after the war. And I do think we're beginning to get insights into this time about the people who live from paycheck to paycheck, and not going to work is not going to mean a holiday for them. It's just going to mean worry, 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 worry. So I just hope that we do look at some of the basic things that concern all of us for society. Oh, I didn't mean to get that serious, but sorry.
Well, we'll get into a little bit of the music here, but this is the Beer Barrel Polka as performed by the Andrews Sisters. But thank you so much, Christine San Jose, for that little dose of perspective going a couple different ways. And we'll come together and have some good fun with music Friday evening here on WJFF.
Well, thank GFF, Jason. I'm very grateful for all you're doing. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For miles around you.